Hey guys, it's your girl, Kamara A. Unique, and I am here for another episode of the A. Unique Beauty Podcast. This episode I'm going to call I Am Worthy, I Am Qualified, and I Am Anointed for This. I mean, can I get an amen, 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 y'all? I want to talk to the people who either want to break out in any service provided industry, or maybe you're having doubt and you're doing this already. You already are providing a service and you're having doubts about yourself and about your worth and about, you know, where you're going in the next steps. And you really haven't seen much change and you want to see change. You know, becoming a celebrity makeup artist, guys, wasn't just something that was handed to me. It was something that I became when I realized my worth, my confidence grew in the art that I was creating on clients. And even when I started, I still questioned my worth. You know, it was something that I had to really start trusting in myself and trusting in who I was and the God-given talent, because makeup wasn't something it was something I had to learn. It wasn't something that I was like I wasn't interested in makeup when I first started it over 10 years ago. It was like, oh, it looks fun. It looks great. Maybe I should learn how to do this, because no one wanted to teach me how to actually really do it. So I was like, I got to learn how to do it myself, you know? And I think that's part of the reason why I was always coming against myself and always trying to question question the others and question their thoughts or their perception of me, you know? And when I realized that, I finally had to move in a direction of just trusting Kamara and trusting who I was. Opportunities started coming my way. And even when I did doubt myself, opportunities came. Like this opportunity that I want to talk about today, my opportunity that came when I first met June Ambrose. Yes, guys. I met June Ambrose first when I worked at Lord & Taylor's, and I went up to her and I said to her, I am going to be your makeup artist one day. Yes, I'm going to do your makeup. And she was like, well, darling, I only work with the top artists in the world. And I was like, well, I'm going to be one of those. So get ready. And she was like, okay, let's see. Not knowing that like 4 years later, I would get a phone call from my mentor and my mentor and old manager at MAC, the amazing Portia Fabulous. Portia called me one day and was like, hey girl, are you available tomorrow at 4 a.m. to come in and like do June's makeup? And I was like, oh my God, yes, yes, I am. Absolutely. I got there at 3 a.m. because I was scared. I was nervous that I was going to get there late. But Portia literally taught me the ins and out, how to have my kit, how to prepare my kit, and also what products June liked, what products would work well for her skin, how to do the makeup, what is it that she liked about what Portia did, and basically groomed me to become June's artist. And so honestly, I was like super nervous because she is big shoes to fill, because, you know, Portia's awesome at what she does. And I'm like, in my head, the first couple of years while I was working with June, I was in my head. And I know some people probably looked at me and was like, oh, she thinks she's this, she thinks she's that. But the whole time I was doing June's makeup, I was nervous. I would go to her sweating, dripping in sweat, because I did not trust who I was as an artist, you know? And I was constantly saying to myself, what would Portia do? What would Portia do? What eyeshadow would Portia use? What look would Portia do? Portia. I literally was just, it was all about her. And I finally had to say to myself, but Kamara, what would you do? What would you do exactly to create, to like make your work stand out? This is your time to show your skills and actually be the expert. And especially when you're working with someone like June, who is a known stylist and also known creative director. She creates a look, like she can pull a whole look together. So when you're with her, she's literally like, okay guys, I got this fabulous outfit, I got that fabulous outfit, these shoes, I got this hair, this makeup, I want to look like this. And it's like a whole production. And I really couldn't really enjoy it until after like two years later. Bruh, you know how much I missed out on? And you know, I had to say to myself, okay, Kamara, for well, one, Portia, of course, would not have called you if she didn't think that you were worthy, if she didn't think that you were good enough, if she didn't think that you were actually like could handle this position. If she didn't think that June and you were actually get along really well and you would mesh well together and have fun and this will actually catapult your career, Kamara, she wouldn't have done that for you. Also, June has a Rolodex of artists that she can call. But you know what, Kamara? She is trusting you, and you also need to trust yourself. Two, she's paying you your fee, girl. Yeah, she's paying you your fee. And when you guys are traveling outside of the country or in the country, she's making sure that you're cared for. My first time flying first class was with June. You know, she took very good care of me as an artist. Made sure I was taking, like, made sure all accommodations was taken care of. And you also have to look back to where you are, you know, where you are now compared to where you were then. You know, I've grown so much since I've worked with June. I know how to pack a kit. I know how to keep, like, my cleanliness is on point. I've learned so much from her. I've learned such a wide range of, like, information from just being in her presence. And all of that has to, I had to think back, like, girl, get out of your own way. Get out of your way, Kamara. Step into who you are. Step into, you know, being that authoritative, amazing beauty expert that you are. And so I just want to share that I cannot stress enough how important it is to be present, you guys. It's so important to be present and enjoy the process. Trust the process of what's happening. Trust the opportunities that come your way. Embrace the growth and the mistakes. God didn't give you this gift to fill you with doubt. No, He wants you to trust yourself and also trust in Him. You know, He wants to trust that, yo, I gave you this. He's like, girl, boo, I gave you this gift. Like, now it's up to you to actually do the work and make it fabulous. You know? And so I wanted to share this personal experience with you to let you know that we're all in the same boat, y'all. Like, I've been there, I've done that. I doubt myself sometimes, but you know what? It's the power of knowing when to let go of that doubt and to step in your faith is like the most beautiful thing that you can do for yourself and for others. Because when you do that, you allow others to, like, you allow doors to fling open for other people. Even now in my career, I have stepped out on faith and stopped taking clients so that I can open doors for others, or I can make sure that I'm available to where I want to go and seeing the vision of where I'm going with my career, you know, and people are booking you. You know, you have to think about it too. Like, people are booking you because they love what you're selling. They love your personality. It brings them joy. It brings them happiness. It brings them peace. And, or they just really want to see you do good. They want to see you grow. They want to see you take over. They want to be there. They want to be a part of that success story, you know? And now is the time for you to want to see that for yourself. Do you want to be a part of that success story? Like, I want you to see that success story as it unfolds. I want you to be able to remember everything that's happening and that has happened for you, you know? We also have to understand that we are worthy. You know, we have to remember that we are worthy. We are worthy. We are qualified to do this. We are anointed to do it because God said that we are, you know, and this is why I bring faith within my career, because it's like, but God, what did you say? You know, I know that she said that I'm replaceable as an artist, but what did you say? You said I wasn't, you know? So many times we have to, you know, we hold ourselves back because of the doubt. And that's just what the enemy wants for us to do. He wants us to doubt what God our Father has promised us. And I'm not going to do that anymore, you know. And I want to challenge you guys to not do that also for yourself. I want to challenge you guys to meditate on some scriptures. I have this scripture that I asked God. I was like, God, give me a good scripture. Give me some tea, Father. Give me some tea, and let me know what I can give to the audience to let them know something to meditate on. And he took me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. And in the New International Version, he says, "With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed prompted by faith." I mean, hello. And I want to read it to you in the Message version also. because we know that this extraordinary day is just ahead. We pray for you all the time, and we pray that our God will make you fit for what he has called you to be. We pray that he will fill your good ideas and acts of faith with his own energy so that it all amounts to something. I mean, we are worthy, we are qualified to do this, and we are anointed to do this, because what did God say? Hello? Okay then. So I want to end this with a quick prayer, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in. It was awesome. Thank you again. Please subscribe and comment below and let me know your thoughts. Let's get to this prayer. And so, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for our gifts, Father God. We thank you that you sanctify our gifts, Lord God. And we ask that you continue to sanctify our gifts, Lord God. And help us to trust in you completely. And allow us to see part of the vision of what you have planned for us, oh God. Because I know if we see the big vision, if we see the big vision, we might just be like, ooh, child, too much. Just give us a little piece of the vision, Father. And if we're not able to fully see our worth, Father, we ask that you forgive us for that. And remove anything, remove the veil that is hindering us from actually seeing our worth, oh God. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we command the spirit of rejection to come out. We command the spirit of fear to come out. We command the spirit of doubt to come out now in the name of Jesus. And Father, fill us with your peace to understand that you are in control and that you have deemed us worthy and anointed for this calling. And for God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we thank you for this, God. We thank you for everything that you are doing. In your name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Thank you guys for listening. And I ask you guys again, yes, I'm asking you to please subscribe, please share, and tell your friends, tell your sister, tell your cousin, tell your auntie and your uncles, all of them, everybody. Thank you again, guys. Have a wonderful day. Bye.